On Tuesdays, we listen in on StoryCorps Griot, the project that's recording the stories of African Americans all across the country. In Mississippi, two friends with a long history told their story.
I'm Gustina Atlas, and I'm interviewing a former student of mine.
And my name is Geraldine Nash.
Gustina Atlas, or Miss G as she's known, was Geraldine's high school math teacher more than 30 years ago. Today, their roles have reversed. Geraldine is now a master quilter, and Miss G has become her student. They came to StoryCorps to talk about quilting and their unlikely friendship. Here's Miss G.
Do you remember when I first came here to quilt?
Yes, do I remember. I walked in, you were sitting in a chair, and I said, oh, Lord, why is she here? I said, this woman was at my school, now she's at my work.
But then your attitude sort of changed toward me. What happened?
When I was in high school, I was always afraid of you. I just perceived you as a mean woman. Then after I got to know you, you was very nice.
What else do you do other than quilt? Do you have a life after quilting?
There is no life after quilting. I goes home, go in the kitchen and fix myself a sandwich or something, and go on back to the sewing machine.
I think over the years, we have really learned quite a bit from each other. When I first came, I didn't know anything about quilting. And then you started telling me and giving me all kind of hints. I remember one thing you say, don't you let everybody quilt on your quilt. And I say, why? And you say, no two people quilt alike. That was the best advice you could have given me, because after I saw other people quilt, you're right. We each have our own style.
One of the things that just really stick to me that I learned from you was not to let somebody else's attitude determine how I'm going to act. And if I had a problem, I would just say, Miss G, you would just give me all this advice. And I would say, okay, I can do that.
Is it anything you want to tell me about myself that you haven't? Do I have any bad habits that you don't like?
I was just always afraid of you, well, but I'm not that anymore.
You have one that I don't like.
Okay.
You have no tact. Say if a person's hair needs combing, you wouldn't say, why don't you go look in the mirror and see what you can do for your hair? You just walk up to, go comb your hair. Let me ask you this. Do you think we will always stay in contact with each other?
I hope we will, because I just truly enjoy your company.
Gustina Atlas with her friend Geraldine Nash in Port Gibson, Mississippi. The StoryCorps Griot booth is currently in Montgomery, Alabama. All the Griot Initiative recordings are archived at the Library of Congress. A copy of each interview will also go to the National Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C. Hear more at nprnewsandnotes.org.
StoryCorps is sponsored by AT&T. Funding for StoryCorps Griot comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.